Boy and the Cabbage by Pedro Pablo Sacristán. There once was a boy who, although very good and obedient, hated eating cabbage. Whenever he had to eat it, he would complain and get extremely angry. One day, his mother decided to send him to the market to buy a cabbage. So, the boy was, of course, disgusted by this turn of events. At the market, the boy reluctantly purchased one, but, this wasn't just any old cabbage. It happened to be a cabbage which hated children.
Loser!
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 Double loser!
Yeah, loser times infinity! Ha!
Loser times infinity times one!
Yeah, loser times infinity and infinity! Ha! 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 Ha!
After an enormous argument, the boy and the cabbage set off for home. In silence, their anger barely below the surface the whole time. On the way, while crossing the river, the boy slipped, and both of them fell into the rapids and were pulled under by the current. With great effort, they managed to come to the surface, grab onto a plank of wood, and stay afloat. They had to spend so much time together, adrift on that plank, that after becoming mighty bored, they ended up conversing. They got to know each other and became friends. They played many bizarre games like Fish Without a Rod, The Tiny Hiding Place, and The King of the Mountain. Chatting with his new friend, the boy understood the importance, and even at his young age, of vegetables like the cabbage, and how wrong it was to always be bad-mouthing them. The cabbage, for his part, realized that, sometimes his flavor was a touch strong and strange to children. So, they agreed that when they reached home, the boy would treat the cabbage with great respect, and the cabbage would do his best to taste like spaghetti. Their agreement was nothing if not a great success. The boy's mother was greatly surprised at how willingly he ate the cabbage, and the boy prepared the best hiding place in his tummy for the cabbage, shouting,
"Mmm, what great spaghetti!"
The end.